For most of her career, Jennifer Aniston has played the cute, funny girl next door.
What is it?
It's a trifle. It's got all of these layers. First, there's a layer of lady fingers, then a layer of jam, then custard, then beef sautéed with peas and onions, and then a little bit more custard, and then bananas, and then I just put some whipped cream on top.
What was the one right before bananas?
The beef? Yeah, that was weird to me, too.
Rachel Green. Though Aniston is best known for playing characters like Rachel in Friends, she's also dabbled in independent film. She was in the cult classic Office Space and took on a dramatic role in the 2002 film The Good Girl. Her latest project signals an even bigger turn for Aniston. The film is called Cake, and Jennifer Aniston is the star and executive producer. It's a far darker role than she has tackled before. Her character, Claire, is in a support group for people who suffer from chronic pain. In the opening scene, the group counselor is trying to get members to open up about the suicide of another member named Nina. She calls on Claire to share her feelings.
Would you like to say something to Nina?
No.
It might make you feel better to get in touch with your feelings.
Well, then in that case, yeah, I do have a question. She jumped off a freeway overpass, right? Specifically where the 110 meets the 105.
Yes, but...
And is it true that she landed on a flatbed truck that was full of used furniture that was heading to Mexico?
Claire, we should be focusing on her feelings.
And that no one discovered the body until it reached Acapulco. That was like more than 2,000 miles away. Way to go, Nina. Personally, I hate it when suicides make it easy on the survivors. But please, continue.
I spoke with Jennifer Aniston recently about the film Cake and where it fits into her career. We started by talking about what kind of preparation she did to play someone suffering from debilitating pain.
It was a lot of studying the back, the leg, the neck. Pretty much every single part of her body hurt. And you really do start to manifest odd little, you know, cricks and pinches in your neck. And,
yeah.
And every week I would have some form of body work just to sort of make sure my body didn't kind of lock into any of that permanently.
Hmm.
I mean, that's the other thing is like doing this and talking to women or men who are suffering from chronic pain on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It is so unimaginable. I mean, I was so grateful for my body at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
And little things we take for granted.
Exactly.
I imagine you are at a stage in your life and career when you can pick your projects.
Well, you can and you can't. The truth is, you become established in a certain category, and I think you are given offers and opportunities based on how the industry sees you fitting into that job, and sometimes you have to kind of take the reins yourself or take a project on and get it made independently so that you can do that work that not necessarily another director or studio would see you fit for. It is, I've said, such a catch-22. It's like, I know I can do this. You just have to give me the opportunity. And then what comes back is, well, we can't give you the opportunity because we've never seen you do this. So
we obviously know you primarily as a comedic actress, first as Rachel Green on Friends. When you think back on that chapter, I mean, I know you probably have lots of reflections because it was a long chapter.
It was a long, wonderful chapter.
Was it mostly wonderful?
Oh, my God, mostly. It was awesome. It was the greatest 10 years. Not only were we having so much fun ourselves, but the amount of love that people felt for that show, still feel for that show. And I think that's so special to be a part of something like that.
You're 45. Am I allowed to say that? Are you
45? What? That's absolute hogwash.
You have been in this business for more than 20 years. What do you still want? What does contentment look like for you?
I don't set goals like that. You know, I don't
really. Do you not?
No, I don't. I kind of live in the moment, and I don't have a 5-year plan, and I don't have a, okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go for a character that takes you into a real dark territory, so hopefully you'll be, you know, it's not a strategy, you know what I mean?
You don't set out to play more dramatic roles? Is that something that you want, or you just see what comes to you?
I see what comes to me. I mean, I would love to play more dramatic roles, but I love comedic roles. I love just good material. But I have to, honestly, after doing Cake, I mean, I feel like I've scratched an itch that has been needing to be scratched, and I want very much to play really wonderful characters and telling a story, exposing a human experience, comedy or drama or both infused. I mean, I think comedy and drama go hand in hand. You know, life isn't one or the other.
Jennifer Aniston, her new movie is called Cake. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thanks, Rachel.